Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Zayin, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We're continuing along the sugyas of Yayin Nesach, specifically the halachas of Yayin Shal Yisrael that a goy touch. So on the bottom of daf Nun Vav on the base, a gemara that we went through quickly, the gemara told a story. The gemara said there was a uvda in the harda, the doshu Yisrael va'ove keichavim lahu chamra, that a yid and a goy together walked on wine. The shaila was presented to Shmuel. He was the mar da'asra, and Shmuel didn't want to paskin. Shmuel said that I'm gonna reserve judgment for now. I'm gonna wait a little bit. The Gemara says he waited shalosh regalim, 3 yamim tovim, and at the end of the 3 yamim tovim, then he was comfortable issuing a psak. And the Gemara said, my time. Obviously, Shmuel, the Gemara understood, waited 3 yamim tovim because the minig Yisrael was shahayu meskaptzim l'shmaya drasha hilchas pesach bepesach yana diyoma hilchas atzeres batzeres hilchas chag bechag, like Rashi says on the bottom of Mevavim and Beis. And Shmuel felt that maybe when the talmidei chachamim come to Naharda, so he'll discuss the issue with them, and maybe he'll get clarity. And specifically, he was looking for a brisa. He wasn't sure, Shmuel. He didn't want to pask him with his gut. He didn't want to pask him based on Svara. He was looking for a brisa. So the Gemara discussed which brisa exactly was he looking for. Meaning, there are Tanaim in Shas that would seem to address the underlying Shaila, and the Gemara is mesupik what exactly Shmuel wanted to hear. And from the way Rashi explains the Gemara on the Zayin Amud Aleph, really the shaila that Shmuel had was that being that the Ovei Kechavim who touched this wine did so clearly without the intent of being menasich the Yayin L'Avodah Zarah, he walked on it. There was no question that he wasn't being menasich Yayin L'Avodah Zarah. So maybe in that case you don't have the halacha of Yayin Nesach. We know that Yayin Nesach is made up really of 3 components. We speak it out all the time. Number one, the real Yayin Nesach. Number two, Stam Yena. And then finally, Yayin Shal Yisrael that a guy touched. Now, Yayin Shal Yisrael that was touched by a guy is treated like regular Yayin Nesach, albeit Midrabana, but it's treated like regular Yayin Nesach, meaning it's Asa B'Shtiyah and it's Asa Bano. And the Gemara says that there's a Shittas Rab Nosson who seems to say that a guy that touches wine without the intent of being menasech the wine l'avodah zarah, the wine becomes asabana. There's also a shitas Reb Shimon, these are all shitas that we're going to see later, who clearly said that a guy who touches wine without the intent of being menasech it, it's mutter even b'shtia. So we have a shitas Reb Nosson who's on the extreme letzad achurma. There's a shitas Reb Shimon who's in the extreme letzad akula. Either way, the Gemara had a little shak of Atarya. Was Shmuel wanting to hear from these chachamim that halacha like Reb Nosson? Was he wanting to hear that halacha is like Reb Shimon? Regardless, so the Gemara mentioned this idea that a guy that touches wine without the intent of being menasech the yayin l'avodah zarah could be it's treated like regular yayin nesach. It could be it's going to be even mutter b'shtia. So on that note, the Gemara begins with a memra of Rav. Says the Gemara, Hahu uvda dahava bebiram. There was a maisa shahaya kachaya that took place in the city of Biram. There was a guy who climbed a dekel tree. Vaisu luliva, and he went to get a lulav that we use for dalamin. How did the kanachas, as he was coming down, holding his lulav, noga beroisha de luliva bechamra. The tip of the lulav, it can have a life of its own sometimes, so it touched wine, shaloi bekavan, meaning the guy had no intention of touching the wine, he touched it with his lulav. Says the Gemara, shayu rav lezvuni lev digechavan. The shayu was brought to Rav, and the question was, is the wine okay, or is the wine not okay? And Rav paskin that you can't drink it, but at the same time, if you want to sell it to a guy, you can sell it to a guy. In other words, it's aseh b'shtia, but at the same time, it's going to be mutter behana. Armule, Rav Kahana Rav Asi, the Rav, and Rav Kahana Rav Asi, they were both talmidim of Rav. They told Rav that really, it's so posh to you, this halacha? V'amar, huda amar, didn't you yourself say, tinek ben yoimai, hu oise yayin esach, that a tinek, a ben yoimai, a child, he could be a day old, if he's a guy, and he touches wine, the halacha is, that it becomes yayin esach. So, that's poshet. Then when a tinek ben yoimai touches wine, he's not doing it with the intent of being menasechet, so it's shalei b'kavon. So what's the difference between the lulav touching the wine, shaloi b'kavana, that Rav was mater, and the halacha of a tinek ben yoimai, that Rav himself asked. Now, at first glance, I think if you look at this Gemara, you say this very obvious distinction. What's the distinction? In the case of the tinek ben yoimai, the tinek himself touched the wine. In the case of the lulav is what touched the wine. And the truth is, it's a big discussion over here. Rashi, Tosfos, exactly how to understand the Gemara. But Pashit, the way Rashi seems to learn the sugya, Rav or the Maksha did not feel that there was any distinction between a guy touching wine directly and a guy touching wine indirectly. This could have a very big impact in terms of the halacha l'maisa shaylos. But for now, the Gemara thought it's one and the same. So the only factor here is the fact that it was on Shalei B'Kavana. So Rav is posketing that the fact that it was Shalei B'Kavana, that's the reason that it should be okay. L'chura, Amrulei, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, L'Rav, Amaru, Amar, you yourself, Rav, Paskin, Tinek Ben Yoyma, Hu Oisei, Yaya, Nesach. So the Gemara says, Amalu, so Rav told him, it's very simple. Name it Amran Abishtiya. Banami Amri, it's true. I said, a Tinek Ben Yoyma that touches wine, it becomes Yaya Nesach. But only Yai Nesach Lishtia. I never said that it becomes Yai Nesach Behano, meaning it's Mutter Behano. And when I paskin that guy who touched the wine with his lulav, that the wine is Mutter, what did I say? Said Rav. I said that if you want, you could sell it to a guy. I never said you could drink it. When I was Mater, I was Mater Bano. When I was Machmer, I was Machmer Rishtia. There's no Stira. The two halachas are actually one and the same. Zok the Gemara Gufa. Amar Rav, Tinek Ben Yoyma, Oisei Yai Nesach. Tinek Ben Yoyma that touches wine, he's Oisei Yai Nesach. And again, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even though he has no Das to be Menasech the Yain Lavidazar, so it's Shaloi Bikke Vana. Stating that, Rav is of the opinion that the halacha is that it's Yayin Nesach, with the caveat of what Rav explained in the previous Gemara, it's only Yayin Nesach Leshtia, but it's not going to be Yayin Nesach Lehana. Freit the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Simi Barchio LeRav. So Barchio asked Akasha to Rav from a brisa that the Gemara is going to discuss from here until the end of the daf. So it's not such a long daf, but the entire daf is going to be really based on this brisa. So to get the daf clear, you have to get this brisa clear. Halakech, Avodim mino evdei kechavim. If somebody buys a guy, an Evid Kanani, from a guy. So back in the day, before Lincoln freed the slaves, so people would sometimes trade in slaves. So we're talking about a Yid who's buying an Evid Kanani, and he's not buying it from a Yid, he's buying it from a guy. Now we know that when a Yid bought a slave, the slave would go through a conversion process. He would be Megayer. He has a din of a Yisrael, but Miktsas an Evid Kanani does. He's chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman, lo la mi'isha, meaning he's chayiv in all mitzvahs lay sasei, and he's going to be potter from mitzvahs sasei as mangaro. That's the halach of an Evid Kanani. But the only time an Evid Kanani has a din of Yisrael is if he physically goes through a geiris. I mean, there's no halacha that if a Yid went to a shuk, he bought a slave, came home with it, that slave all of a sudden had the din of a Yid. Absolutely not. He's a guy. He can't have a din of a Yid. So he would have to go through a mila and a tila. There was a process that he would have to go through in order to be a Yid. So we're discussing over here a Yid who bought an Evid Kanani from a guy. Now this Evid Kanani had mila, meaning he was Mal himself, but he didn't do tefillah yet. So for all intents and purposes, he doesn't have a din of even a Yisrael b'miktsas yet. Because he didn't mila, he didn't do tefillah, and mila v'loy tefillah is not going to be enough. A similar case, if somebody has a shifcha, and Rashi explains, we're talking about a shifcha, kananis, who, if she would be teivel, she too would have a din of a Yisraelis. She wasn't teivel yet. And now she has children. So the halacha is, if those children do mila and tefillah, then the halacha is that the children will have a din of a regular Yisrael. If they don't do mila and tefillah, they won't. Again, if the mother herself would have done tefillah, and then she would have children, the children memela would be yidin, al koponim b'miktsas. But we're talking about hacha b'mayaskina, where the shifcha herself didn't do tefillah. As a result, her children, by birth, are not necessarily Yidden. The only way they'll be Yidden, Yisraelim b'miktsas, is if they go through Mila and Tefillah. And what happened was, the Bnei HaShvachas were Molu, V'loy Tavlu. So we have two examples of somebody having an Eved that was Mol, V'loy Tavlu. That's the backdrop of the Braisa. But the two examples matter. That is the subject of the entire daf. The first example is somebody bought an Evet Kanani from a guy. This matters. He bought an Evet Kanani from a guy. He did Mila, but there was no Tefillah yet. The second example is somebody had a Shifcha. The Shifcha is living in his house. It's his own Shifcha. She herself didn't do Tefillah. Now she had children. The children were Malvalay Tav. So what's the halacha? Why are we talking about these people? Says the Braisa Rukan Umidrasan Bashoptan. We know the halacha is that a Yid can become Tomei Tumazov. A guy technically can't be Tomei Tumazov. Stating that, the Rabbanan said a guy could be Tomei Tumazov. Not just that, every guy is Tomei Tumazov. There's a whole parak in Masechtas Nidah called Benois Kutim. So the halach is that guy, and we assume that they're Becheska Azov. So these tweeners, these in-between Yidden,
their mol v'loitaval with the specific context that the Braisa gave it. The halach is rukan, their spit umidrasan, and their medris b'shuk tame is going to be treated as tame. We look at them as goy v'amila. Some say tar. No, we don't look at them as being tame. We look at them as being tar. That's the first halacha as it relates to rukan umidrasan. What's the halacha? Some say tame, some say tahar. Yeinon, what if they touch wine? That's why it's here in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Gedolim, if they're adults, oisim yayin nesech. Ketanim, if they're children, ein oisim yayin nesech. Ve'eluhin gedolim ve'eluhin ketan. What's the definition of gedolim ketan? Gedolim, yoyedim b'tiv avodah zarah v'masham shah. Gedolim means they understand avodah zarah. They know what it means to be menasech yayin avodah zarah. Ketanim means ein yoyedim b'tiv avodah zarah v'masham shah. It's afraid, rashimi barchiya l'raf. Ketanim miyos. What do you see in this braiso? Gedolim in ketanim loy. So it's a mefurish akasha. You, Rav, wanted to say, and that's a chiddush. The chiddush is that even though he's a tinuk ben yoyma, he doesn't understand what avodah zarah means. He doesn't know what nisuch means. He's in the yodea betiv avodas kechavim umam. He clearly, when he touched it, had no intention of being menasi chayim avodah zarah. But what did Rav say? Who cares? At the end of the day, he touched it, and even shloim bekavano, it's going to be us. Freit rashim barchia akasha from this brisa. This brisa is discussing a goy b'miktzas / Yisrael b'miktzas. You have a eved that was mal b'loy taval. The halach is, as it relates to tumazav, it's not clear. Amila tome, amila tar. But as it relates to the halachas of yayin, it's very clear. Gedolim oisen yayin esech, ketanim ein oisen yayin esech. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, tirgama. So Rav is going to have to answer in order to say pshat in this kasha. Meaning, the Braisa had said two things. The Braisa was talking about an eved that was mal v'loy tava. And what type of eved? What was the context? Either somebody bought an eved kanani from a guy that was mila v'loy tefila, or somebody had his own shifcha. The shifcha herself never had tefila. Thus, her children need the geirus, and they themselves were mal v'loy tava. Two cases. Then the Braisa said two halachas. One is with regards to rukan u'midrasan, Tumah v'tayra, and the other one was with regards to Yayin Nesek. Pasha, you assume that both halachas are going back on both cases. Zok the Gemara, that's not what's going on. Really, the only thing that's referring back to both cases is the halacha as it relates to Tumah. Rukan u'midrasan bashuk tameh v'ami latar, that's referring back to whether you're lekech avodim and oivik echavim, or those two halachas, or that halacha, is going to apply to both of those cases. But as it relates to the halacha of Yayin Nesech, that chelik of the Braisa is only going back on the Bnei Shvachos. It's not going back on the Lekech Avodim Min Ha'Ovdei Kechavim. So what? Why? How did that change anything? So the Gemara is saying the svar like this. The svar the Gemara is saying is that when Rav said, Tinek Ben Yoyme Oisei Yayin Nesech, he was talking about a goy that's being raised like a shegetz. Such a guy who's being raised like a shegetz, so there the halacha is, if he touches it, even shleib kavana, it's going to be a problem. But the guy in the bnei shvachos is not a regular guy. Because even though in halacha, maybe we're going to view him as a guy, because he had mila, but not fila, and mavalei taval is nothing, but at the same time, he's being raised with his mother in her master's house, who's a haimish yid. So he's being raised like a yid. And being that he's raised like a yid, it could be over there there's a chilek between gedolim and ketanim. A gadol, there the halach is, you can have the halach of yayin nesach. But a katan, maybe over there you're not going to have the halach of yayin nesach. But en chinami, if somebody would buy an eved kanani, there was mila v'loy tefila, you bought it from a guy, so that this eved never lived in a yid's house. So over there, even if it would be a katan, it would be like Rav's halacha of tinek ben yoyma oisei yayin nesach. Meaning it's true, you see a chilek between a gadol and a katan in the Mishnah. But maybe the chilek is only going on the bnei shvachis. Why should the bnei shvachis be different? Because they're being raised in a yiddish shtip. But as it relates to lekeach avodim, it could be over there. It's going to be different.
So the fact that they're being raised, what does it make a difference?
That's a good kasha. But pasha pshat, that's what it means. That's what it means. I hear. So, but the Gemara says, but v'ha v'chein kamar. But Frank the Gemara doesn't say v'chein. V'chein sounds like, so the Gemara says, no, ruka de midrasa. When it says v'chein, it's going on the first halacha. But the Gemara asks now a gishmak, a follow-up question. Ha, nichel man dama tameh. That's all good. According to the man dama that said, ruka de midrasa tameh. Elo le man dama tameh, ma yikil meimer. What's the cash? According to the man dama that says tameh, so you said the halacha, ba'le keyach, oive koichavim, min ha'oive koichavim.
You're telling me that halacha over there is Rukan and Madras and Tami. So now we have to tell you a bigger chiddush. That not only if you bought the guy from a guy, but even Bnei Shvachis, where the child is growing up in a Yiddish house, even there it's going to be Tami. So I get the Vachain. The Vachain is not only if the Eved Knani came from an Eved Kechavim, but even if the Eved Knani are Bnei Shvachis, they're living in a Yiddish house. But according to the one that had the Girsa Tahar, so then it doesn't make sense why the Braisa should even have to tell me the halacha of Rukan and Madras and Tahar by Bnei Shvachis. Because V'haloi Dvarim Kal V'chomer Hu. Mado Chaloi Keich Avadim and Oivde Keich Avin Shemal V'loi Tavlo. Where the child is coming from, or not the child, the adult is coming from a guy. The halacha is the Medrash is Tahar. So Kal V'chomer by the Bnei Shvachis, the Medrash is definitely Tahar. So where is it even okay the V'chein? Meaning it's two separate halachas. One halacha you could have told me by Lekeich Avadim and Oivde Kechavim Shemalu V'lai Kavlu, that the halacha is Tahar. I don't need to say Tahar by Bnei Shvachas because I know it. And the halacha as it relates to Yai Nesech is only true, the Gemara is tiny now, by Bnei Shvachas. V'chein sounds like that there's some Sheiches, that the Brice is telling me a Chiddush that relates both to Lekeach Avadim and Oivde Kechavim and to the Bnei Shvachas. There's no Chiddush that relates to both. As it relates to the first halacha, Rukin and Madras and Tahar, there's no chiddush in Bnei Shvachis. And as it relates to the halach of Yai Nesach, he's telling me it's not even true by Lekech. Oved Koychavim, Mina Oved Koychavim. So really, where then is it Negeya the Vechet? So honey, Chilamanda Matame. If you hold Tame, then it's very good. If you hold Tame, you can tell me that the reason there's a Vechet is because the first halacha is Negeya to tell me, Sai by Lekech Avodim and Oved Koychavim, and Sai by the Bnei Shvachis. We're going to say by the Lekech Avodim and Oved Koychavim. We're going to tell us the Chumrah that Rukin and Bajos and Tame. And not only there, even by the Bnei Shvachis. But according to the one that says Tar, why does it say V'chein? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. How come Ashma? You want to know why there's a V'chein? Avadim dumyo de Bnei Shvachis. Ma Shvachis. Malu v'loi tavlu. Hu da oise yayin nesech. Malu v'tavlu loi. Af avadim kein. You know, the Chiddush is something else. The Chiddush is that it's mavur in the Braisa that the Bnei Shvachis, if they're malu v'loi tavlu, so what's the halacha? They're oisa yayin nesech if they're gedolim. If they're ketanim, they're not oisa yayin nesech. But hamiya, if they're gedolim, they're going to be oisa yayin nesech. That's for sure. And we're saying that a lekeach avodim mina oivik koychavim is technically going to have the same halacha. Where they're going to differ is as it relates to ketanim. The caveat of ketanim is only true by bnei shvachis. The caveat of ketanim is not going to be true by lekeach avodim. But hamiya, the Brice is talking about Bnei Shvachos, that were Malu V'loi Tavlu. What if they were Malu V'Tavlu? Then it sounds like it's Pashit. It doesn't even sound like it's a Shaila. Avad Halach is, if they were Malu V'Tavlu, there's not going to be Yai Nesach. The only time there's a Yai Nesach issue if it was Malu V'loi Tavlu. But if it was Malu V'Tavlu, that's Pashit, that there's not going to be an issue of Yai Nesach. Says the Gemara, that as we'll see in a minute, it's really not so Pashit. And the reason it said V'chei is to tell me that Bnei Shvachos is Malu V'loi Tavlu, Oysen Yai Nesach, there's a V'chei. Meaning that's also true, Alekech Avodim and Oivdek Echavim, because there too you have the same exact halacha, that if it's malu v'tavlu, it's not going to be oisei nesach. So you want to know what the v'chein is? The v'chein, according to the man da'amah that says Rukin v'dras and tahar, is not negeya that halacha. It's also not negeya the whole second part of the brayse of yai nesach, because second part of the brayse said gedolim in ketanim loy, and Rav said by a regular guy even ketanim is loy. So where's the negeya the v'chein? That only if it's malu v'loy tavlu is there an issue of yai nesach. That's true saif of bnei shvachos. And Saifa Lekech Avodim and Oivde Kechavim. Why is that a Chiddush? Lafuga b'de Rav Nachman o Mashmul. Da Om Rav Nachman o Mashmul. Lekech Avodim and Oivde Kechavim. Af al pi shamalu. V'tavlu. Oisei Nesach. When? Up until when? Ashatish Gavodis Kechavim mipiyem. Because we assume that the guy is so steeped in Avodah Zarah that we're going to have to wait until he gets the Avodah Zarah out of his system in order for the halacha to be, that his Yayin is not Yayin Nesach. Kamashmalon Deloy. That's the Chiddush, Kamash Malon, that V'chein, that just like Bnei Shvachis, it's Malu V'loi Tavlu, but Malu V'Tavlu, there's no Yayin Esech, so too as it relates to Alekech Avodim and Oivdik Echavim, it's Dafka Malu V'loi Tavlu, but Malu V'Tavlu, you can have the halacha of Yayin Esech. Guf, Amr Rav Nachman, Amash Malu.
Is this specifically because it's bought from a guy?
Oh, very good, very good. Frey Tais Akasha, Luchura, why isn't that the halacha by every gear? Luchura, every single time that you have a guy who is Megayer, why don't you say that you should have to wait? So Tosfos says that could be when a guy is Megayer, so we could assume that he's doing this on his own volition. He's doing something, no one's forcing him to do it. But when somebody sold as a slave and he sold to a Yid, so the conversion was somewhat bonus. And mean that it was somewhat bonus, it's fair to assume that maybe this guy doesn't really want to be a Yid. He's just going along because it's business, but really it's not something that he's interested in. So he still has his machshavei zara, yisav avayda zara. So if he touches wine, up to Yud Beis Chodesh, we're still worried about it. Gufa amrav nachman amashmul, halekeach, Avodim Ash, before Gufa. So what we had over here was a halacha from Rav. So really the sugi began with a halacha of Rav. What was Rav's halacha? Tinek ben yoymoy oise yayin esach. What was the chiddush of tinek ben yoymoy oise yayin esach? That even though the tinek has no kavana to be menasach the yayin lavoy dezar, it doesn't matter. As it relates to the halacha of yayin shal yisrael shenaga b'yavik echavim, even if it's done without the intent of being menasach the yayin lavoy dezar, still you have the halacha of yayin nesach. Stating that, Rav clarified his position, and Rav said that that's only going to be true as it relates to the Issa Shtia, but as it relates to Issa Hana, that was a Maisa Shahoya, Kach Hoya, Hau Uvda, the Havi Bebiram, the story with the Lulav, where Rav, the way Rashi learns the Gemara anyway, Paskin, that it's only Asa B'Shtia, but as it relates to Issa Hana, it's not going to be Asa B'Hana. And the Gemara has the Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was from a Braisa, where the Braisa said Mefurish, it seemed pretty clear, we're discussing an Eved that was Mavaloi Taval, and the Halacha is that being that he was Mavaloi Taval, he's still treated as a guy. So if he touches wine, it's going to be Yayin Esach. But the Braisa said clearly, it's only Gedoylim that are Oysen Yayin Esach. It's Ktanim, ain't Oysen Yayin Esach. So it's the first Braisa, that a cotton can't be Oysen Yayin Esach. So the Gemara said that Rav is going to say that being that that Braisa was discussing two different types of Evet Shemavaloi Taval, one is Aloy Keich Avodim and Oyvi Kechavim, the other one was Bnei Shvachas. That Halacha was discussing Bnei Shvachas. And Bnei Shvachas is different. The reason Bnei Shvachas is different is because the children are raised in a Jewish home, and it's for that reason there the halacha is going to be there's a distinction between a katan and a gadol. But ordinarily, in a chanami, Rav holds there's no distinction between a katan and a gadol. Where we tripped up in the Gemara was it said the magic word v'chein, because the Braisa discussed alikech avanim evi kechavim, and then it said v'chein bnei shvachas. V'chein sounds like everything in the Braisa is really referring back to everything, and the Gemara, in order to be miyashiv the v'chein, so the Gemara had to move a couple of pieces. Either way, what the Gemara is going to do now is the Gemara is going to bring Shmuel's halacha. So the first half of the daf was Rav. So as you would expect, the second half of the daf is Shmuel. The halacha of Shmuel that the Gemara brought over here, b'derech agav, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and the Gemara is going to make a similar cheshbon to what it made in the first half of the daf, albeit not from Rav's perspective, working on Rav's halacha, but from Shmuel's perspective, we're going into depth of Shmuel's halacha. So what's Shmuel's halacha? Kufa. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Okay, chavadim rabbi kechavim. If somebody buys an eved from a guy, afal bishem alav leitol, even if it was mila and it was tefila, oisin yayin nesech, the halacha is, he can make yayin nesech, up until when? Ad shetish gavayitz kechavim yipim. And this is the chiddush, even though there was mila and tefila, but ad shetish gavayitz kechavim yipim. The kama. How long is that supposed to be? Meaning, you're supposed to sit down and do an assessment and evaluation. How do you know when the kid is not thinking about Avodah Zarah anymore, or the Eved, Lav Dafka kid, even the adult? Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, at Shnei Masa Chodesh. 12 months, we could assume he's still Aduk in his Avodah Zarah. Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. Then we could assume he's not Aduk in his Avodah Zarah anymore. Eisvei Rabbo the Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was the one who said this in the name of Shmuel. Freit Gemara Eisvei. From a Braisa, that may sound familiar. Lekech, Avodah Benavi Kechavim. Somebody buys an Eved from a guy. Shemalu V'loi Tavlu. V'chei Bnei Shvachas. Or if he had a Shivcha who herself didn't have tefillah, she had children. The children, Shamal of Tavlu, Rukan and Madrasin Beshok Tavli. They're right in their madrasas, Tavli. Vamri Lassam say, Tahar. Yeinam, what about the wine? Gedoylim, Oisei Nesach. Kitanim, Ein Oisei Nesach. If they're adults, they can make Nei Nesach. If they're children, they can't make Nei Nesach. Elohim, Gedoylim, Elohim, Kitanim. Gedoylim, Shein Yoyin, Betiv, Avayt, Zichavim, Shamsha. Gedoylim means that they understand what Avayt, Zohar means. Kitanim, Shein Yoyin, Betiv, Avayt, Zichavim, Shamsha. Okay. What do we want this price for? When the Gemara brought it on Amar Aleph, we knew why the Gemara brought it. The Gemara brought it for Rav, because Rav clearly said that a cotton could make Yayin Esach. Here you see that a cotton can't make Yayin Esach. But we're not discussing Rav's halacha now. We're discussing Shmuel's halacha now. What was Shmuel's halacha? Shmuel's halacha was that if somebody buys an Eved from an Oyvik Echavim, even if there's Mila and Tfila, still it's Oysa Yayin Esach. Great to Gemara, this price is not mashma that way. Because Ketani Mias Malu Veloy Tavlo in Malu v'tavlu loy. How does it shim with Shmuel? If Shmuel's gerecht, then why did the Braisa say, Halekeach, Eved min oivik kechavim shemalu v'loy tavlu. Even if there was tefillah, at shetishka avodis kechavim, the halach is up to yud beis chodesh. There's still going to be an issur. Says the Gemara, tir gemara b'nei shvachish. Who's going to say that part of the brisa that discusses yai nesach is not going back to the first halach of the brisa, not going back to the tzir in the brisa of lekech eved min oivik kechavim. Rather, what's discussing is b'nei shvachish. Well, v'chein ketani, but it says v'chein ketani arukun medrasan. V'chein is going on the first halach roikin medras. Honi chelaman amatame, but the Gemara says that's all good if your old Reikin Medrash is Tameh. So it flows very nicely. If somebody buys an Eved from Reikin Chavim, there was Mila, there was no Tefillah, he's Tameh Tumas Medrash. We treat him as a Zav. Not only that, V'chein Shvachas. You would think the B'nai Shvachas are different, they're living in a Jewish home. No, even by the B'nai Shvachas, still you have that halacha. Okay, it's very good. El Lamanda Amat Tahar, Mayikalam Eimar. But according to the Mandama that says that Rukad Medrasin is Tahar, so once I know that Alikeach Avadim, certainly I know B'nai Shvachas is tar. So there's no chiddush in now telling me the halacha of Shvachas. So really what you're doing is you're telling me two halachas. You're telling me a halacha, Rukin and Majasin tar, Balakech, Avadim, and Evikechavim, and then you're telling me a halacha of Yai Nesach that only relates to B'nai Shvachas. So again, why does it say V'chein? Says the Gemara. Hakamash Malon. You're right, it's a good kasha. You want to know why it says V'chein? The reason it says V'chein is not because they're similar in the sense that just like B'nei Shvachos, it's Malu V'loy Tavlu, so too by Alekeach Avadim and Revik Echavim, it's Malu V'loy Tavlu. Because really, as it relates to Alekeach Avadim and Revik Echavim, even Mila and Tfila, at Shetishka, still the halacha is going to be. So why did it say V'chein? Avadim doing the B'nei Shvachos. Ma B'nei Shvachos, G'day Lubudai Seyayin Nesach, K'tanim Enoi Seyayin Nesach. V'chein's coming to teach me something else. That just like B'nai Shvachis, it's only G'doylem and Aktanim, Af Avadim Nami, so to Avadim also, G'doylem Oysen Yayin Nesach, Ketanim Ein Oysen Yayin Nesach. It's going to be G'doylem that are going to be Oysen Yayin Nesach, Ketanim are not going to be Oysen Yayin Nesach. That's the V'chein. The V'chein is as relates to G'doylem and Ketanim. So the Gemara, why would you think that a Katan should be Oysa Yayin Nesach, says the Gemara, because Rav said it, and this is Lafuke Midir Rav. The Omar Rav said, Tinek Ben Yoimoy, Oysa Yayin Nesach, Kamash Malon Deloy, that's the Chiddush over here, that it's not going to be Oysa Yayin Nesach. So just to recap a little bit what we just did over here, the Gemara started off with Halach of Rav, and then on Amid Beis we had Halach of Shmuel. Rav's Halach was, Tinek Ben Yoimoy, Oysa Yayin Nesach. Shmuel's halacha was, Halekeach avadim in oivde kichavim, afal pisham molu vetavlu, oise yayin nesach, at shetishka avodis kichavim ipiyim, which Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, shnei masa chodesh. At first glance, these two halachas really have nothing to do with each other. They're two mutually exclusive halachas. And it could be, in lamdis, it's true. But at the same time, the Gemara said that these two halachas are going to converge in terms of us being able to understand this brisa that was the subject of the daf. The brisa that talks about someone that buys an eved oivik kechavim, there was mila v'loy tefila. Or if someone has b'nei shvachos that were mal v'loy taval, the brisa said halacha as it relates to rukan and midrasam b'shuk, Amri Latame, Amri Latar. Bryce said Aloch as relates to Yayin Esech. And when you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, it's very possible that if you hold like Gerav, you're going to have to go Lafuke Midashmul. And if you're going to hold like Shmuel, you're going to have no choice but to go Lafuke Midarav. It's just interesting that we started off the daf just recapping the end of yesterday's daf, which was Ahu Uvda Dahavi Ben Ahardah. There was a story in Ahardah, the Dashu Yisrael Ba'evi Kechav and Ahu Chamra, where a Yid and a Goy together, they trampled over wine, and the Shiloh was brought to Shmuel. And Shmuel didn't even want to pass it right away. He wasn't sure. And the way Rashi explained the Gemara, what was Shmuel's insecurity? He wasn't sure, being that it happened Shleibe Kavana. So maybe Shleibe Kavana, it's not going to be an issue. At the very end of today's daf, what emerged was that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, in order to explain the Braisa, Lemanda Amar Amri Latahar is going to have to explain it in a way which is Lafuke Midirav, which Halach of Rav, Tinek Ben Yoyme Oise Yayin Nesach, Kamash Mulan Deloy, if Shmuel does not hold of the Halach of Tinek Ben Yoyme Oise Yayin Nesach, at first glance, very broad, but at first glance, it would seem that Shmuel had come around, and Shmuel therefore would almost be forced to paskin that the halach is if a guy touches wine, shalei b'kavana, the halach is that the wine is not going to be yayin esach. So again, this was Not such an easy daf as far as cheshbon goes. Really, it's if you get omid aleph, you get omid beis, albeit from a slightly different perspective. But the bottom line is there are some important principles over here. Namely, this idea if somebody touches yayin nesach, he does it shalei b'gavon. Is it chal yayin nesach? Is it not chal yayin nesach? And we'll pick it up as Rat Hashem in the coming days. But before we end, I just want to give a shout out and really a big shkoyach to Rabbi Gelbart for making today's daf happen. I really, really appreciate it.